Gleanings from the Psalms. Chapter 175. Psalm 119. Getting the Light. Your word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. The opening of your words gives light. This is not a mere figure of speech, but an actual fact. Light does come from the word of God, because it is a light. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. As soon as his word went into the darkness, light came forth, even the light by which we are able to walk and work. This being the case, it is no wonder that the word of the Lord gives mental and spiritual light. There is light in every word of God, because light is life, and we are to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. Yet the experience of everyone that regards the word of the Lord is that more light seems to come in from some portions of it than from others. Some parts seem to have no light at all. If we will think a moment, we shall find the reason for this. It is from the portions with which we are very familiar that the most light seems to come. It is those passages which we have read many times, which seem like old acquaintances, and which we can recall without the book, from which the light streams so brightly. It is from these that new light ever and anon breaks forth. This should show us that the reason why we do not get light from other passages of Scripture is that we have not studied them so as to become familiar with them. It is true that there are many which seem to give their light very clearly on first reading, yet even these reveal much more the more they are studied. But there are others so obscure that a first glance does not reveal any light. When we look to the sky, there are certain heavenly bodies that give us much light. But there are many others so far distant that no perceptible light comes to us from them. There are stars so far distant that they cannot be discerned even by the most powerful telescope. And yet this earth does receive a measure of light from them. One may ask how we know this, if they cannot be seen even through the telescope. Their existence is revealed by photography. But we must not suppose that their photograph is taken by any snapshot. Even the long, tedious sitting that was required by the old-style daguerreotype would be insufficient to leave the slightest trace upon the plate. The astronomer must direct his instrument to a certain portion of the heavens, and keep it steady there, having a bright star as his guide. For many hours must it remain in one position, until the light from those distant suns accumulates upon the plate, and reveals their presence. Then a multitude of tiny spots of light shows that in the infinite depths of space there is light for the one who has but the patience to wait for it. That is the way that the astronomer studies the heavens. He patiently looks into their depths, until the light is revealed to him. Even so should we study the Bible. We do not study the Bible by talking about it, but by looking at it. The heavens were made by the word of the Lord, even the word which by the gospel is preached unto us. And therefore the infinite depth of the heavens is but an illustration of the infinite depths of God's word. O Lord, how great are your works! And your thoughts are very deep. Let the mind be open to the impress of the Holy Spirit, and continued meditation upon the word itself will reveal duties that are not dreamed of by the careless reader.